Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
A Christian baker in Colorado is now being forced to bake wedding cakes for same-sex couples. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, a Colorado board has now ruled that a Christian business owner must make wedding cakes for homosexual or same-sex couples in so-called marriages or ceremonies, even though his religious objections are contrary. So if he wants to be able to be involved in the wedding business, he's going to have to actually participate, affirm, promote, and be complicit in same-sex ceremonies.
Yeah, this is Colorado's Civil Rights Commission, a seven-member panel, which is really nothing more than a star chamber here, Matt. They have no authority to violate the First Amendment and tell this baker, Jack Phillips, that he has to use his talents and abilities to bake a cake to endorse sin. And he has said that under no certain terms he will not do it. He said, I can believe anything I want, but I'm not going to do this. I'm simply not going to bake this cake. So he's telling them there's no way that he's going to comply with their demand.
Yeah, and the Civil Rights Commission, one of them said, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but if you're going to do your business regarding weddings, you can't discriminate against people. In other words, you're going to have to participate and be complicit in the same-sex weddings. Now, Colorado does not adopt same-sex marriage.
It doesn't
right
even
now.
Have same-sex. It doesn't it's have not
same-sex
legal.
Marriage. So what you have are Colorado citizens that traveled to Massachusetts where they got a marriage license, then they came back to Colorado and they want to celebrate it. They then contacted this baker, bake me a wedding cake. Obviously, at the top of the wedding cake, they're going to want two men.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, what you normally have as a man and a woman there as a bride and groom. They want two men there or whatever it might be. You want to then be forced to participate in it. That's what they want this baker to do. The question is that some people might have is, well, you know, Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners. He went into different low-level people that the society stigmatized and shied away from, but he sat down and he ate
prostitutes.
And, prostitutes. Yeah. He mingled with them and he reached out to them. What's the difference between that and what this baker is doing? Some people might say, well, shouldn't the baker just simply be a light in darkness and bake the wedding cake for the same-sex couples and can actually show the love of Christ by doing so?
Yeah, well, that's a false comparison. This baker, for instance, the better comparison, he has said if they came to him and said, we would like you to make cupcakes for a birthday party, and he knew that they were homosexuals, he said, I'd spend time with them, I'd visit with them, I'd bake their cupcakes, I would fellowship with them, I would, you know, hope he would try to share the gospel with them. The difference here is what he's being asked to do. So to make that comparison would be like saying, you know, the adulteress goes to Jesus and says, you're a carpenter. I want you to make the frame for my adultery bed, for me and the man I'm committing or the men I'm committing adultery with to do our, you know, to commit our acts, our sinful acts. And it would be like some tribunal coming to Jesus and saying, you're a carpenter. You don't have a right to refuse to make this bed for the adulteress because you make beds for people who are actually married.
Well, it's like a carpenter who said, you could build this house for this person, or you can build this gallows for Hitler. And you can use your talents. We're going to force you to use the talents to build the gallows for Hitler, and we're going to hang Jews on the gallows. And you say, no, I'm not going to give my talents to actually foster and become complicit with something that is contrary to my belief. In fact, this particular baker said this, that this is that this case is no different, he said, than a Jewish painter being asked to paint a picture of Hitler.
Yeah.
Now, the Jewish painter could paint a picture of all kinds of things, but if someone says, I want you to paint a picture of Adolf Hitler,
a white supremacist comes in, yeah.
A white supremacist wants him to do that, the Jewish painter could say, no, I'm not going to do that. That collides with my conscience. Or a kosher baker being asked to provide pork at a wedding. Or a Muslim caterer being forced to provide alcohol. And he also says, could a gay or homosexual photographer be forced to provide a wedding at the Westboro Baptist Church?
Yeah.
How much would they object to that? You wouldn't want to force someone to do that. And here, this particular baker is willing to bake birthday cakes, whatever, for whoever. He's not going to inquire into what you do in your private life or in your public life, even, frankly. But he's not going to bake a cake that is a symbol of celebration of something that is sinful, not only to his beliefs, but to many beliefs, and that has been sinful through ages.
Well, and to force him to do so, Matt, is fascism. There's no other word for it. And my friend Brian Fisher, who's with the American Family Association, American Family Radio, and he writes a regular column, he wrote an article called "The Gay Gestapo Brings Back Slavery." And he has a good point. He calls this slavery. He says slavery, by definition, is involuntary servitude. It is being forced to provide labor or produce a product against one's own will. When a man is forced under threat of being sent to jail to do work that he would not do unless he was compelled to do it, he is no longer a free man, but a slave. So I think that's a pretty interesting analogy that he makes here, but your point is spot on. This is not an issue of these people being homosexual or discriminating against them because of their particular sexual proclivities. This is about this man's religious freedom and right to exercise his faith as guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Yeah, it's not like he's saying to someone, I'm not going to bake you a cake because you're an adulterer. I'm not going to bake you a cake because you're homosexual. But I'm not going to bake a cake for an event for Adulterers Anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to bake a cake for something that celebrates homosexual unions because that is contrary to my belief. And he shouldn't be forced to do that. I mean, that's if people can't see that distinction,
well,
that you, like, for example, you're not going to bake a cake for a KKK rally, although you might bake a cake for somebody who's prejudiced, but you're not celebrating their prejudice.
Yeah,
somebody comes in over the counter, they may be prejudiced, they may have bad thoughts in their minds, they may actually do things that are not good, but you're not going to necessarily just refuse them a cake because of that, but you're not going to bake a cake that celebrates the actual
KKK.
Evil
yeah.
that person is involved with or wants you to be complicit with.
And as a practicing Christian, you can't.
You can't.
If you're going to, so this man, this baker, has to either choose to obey God, or he has to obey this star chamber that doesn't really, I mean, it's questionable whether it even has authority here. Certainly, it doesn't have the authority to circumvent the First Amendment. But Matt, you know, let's reverse this. If I walk into a homosexual bakery in the Castro District of San Francisco, and they choose, all they do is bake wedding cakes for so-called gay weddings. And that's all they do. And in fact, they hate heterosexual weddings, and they refuse to bake cakes for heterosexual weddings. And I don't know that. And I walk in and I say, hey, I want you to bake a cake for my wedding. And they say, no, we don't bake cakes for heterosexual weddings. We only do gay weddings. I'll say, okay, fine, knock yourself out, pal, and I'll walk down the street to a bakery that will bake the cake for me. What is it about that the left has such a hard time understanding?
Because it's not tolerant. It talks about tolerance, but it's absolutely intolerant. And this particular issue of same-sex relationships, this homosexual agenda, is on a collision course with freedom of conscience and freedom of religion. It's something that is a serious assault on our liberties, and we must draw a line, otherwise we will lose those liberties. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org, or you can call us at 800-671-1776 for this or other topics of information to protect and advance your freedom of conscience and freedom of religion. Again, the website is lc.org. That's lc.org. These are serious times in which we live, where the rights of conscience are being absolutely threatened in a way that we've never seen them before. All of us will be having to make a decision on this. You know, for a long time, these topics were topics that a lot of people didn't want to talk about. And unfortunately, we have to talk about them. But unfortunately, it's going to confront all of us in churches, businesses all over the country, licenses, people who are licensed, in every way, this is going to be something that we'll confront. The question is, what's going to happen in our lifetime? Will we stand for freedom, or will we ultimately be bowled over and compromise our values and particularly our religious beliefs? This is an area in which there is no compromise. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for this ministry, and support Liberty Counsel financially. Again, the website is lc.org, lc.org. Again, that's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.